When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Happy Thursday, everyone, and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. I hope you've had a good day so far and that you're ready for a bit of gratitude. Now, we've had the overarching theme for this week really connected to Day of the Dead and to Halloween. We've set an intention around honoring our past by bringing it into the present and really honoring loved ones we have lost all throughout this week. I want to, of course, stick with this theme for our gratitude practice today. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. So bringing your awareness to a person that is no longer on the living plane, who you feel immense gratitude for. A person that is no longer living, someone that has passed on, that you feel genuinely grateful existed. Now, you can choose a person that you've loved, someone from your family or a relative or a friend, someone that you knew and loved who's passed away. You can also, of course, shift your gratitude towards someone that you haven't met personally, but that person has made a great impact in your life. So like an author or a spiritual teacher, someone from afar that greatly changed your life. Decide for yourself how you want to center this practice. And not every moment of the day is a perfect, great moment for us to really sit with the grief of the people that we've lost. So if you don't feel like you really want to go into that place right now, then choose a teacher, choose someone who wrote an amazing book that really changed your life, choose that musical artist or that teacher somewhere out there that really impacted your life that has since passed on. And sometimes by bringing gratitude to them, we actually open that doorway to being able to feel more gratitude for the people whose loss is still very fresh in our heart. It takes time moving through grief, and we don't have to feel grateful for everything right away. And sometimes by bringing our awareness more toward gratitude, we can also evoke the memory of the loved ones that we have lost so that we're not just weighed down by the pain of their passing, but we're also really grateful for the joy and the beauty and the love they brought our way while they were still living. I hope this practice serves you well. I hope that gratitude makes a difference for you in your day. Have a beautiful rest of this Thursday, and Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.